To Antrim now, here's an ex-serviceman. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Ex-UDR, what happened to you?
Two things happened to me. The main one was the Oxford Street bomb at that time. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
We had to go down and help, and we were lifting bits of bodies and bits of this and bits of that. And I'm 68 now, and I can still see them things. Also concerning compound stress.
When you say, sorry to interrupt, but when you say you can still see them, I'm trying to understand what way the brain works when, yeah, as an aftermath of all of this.
Well, an aftermath is you see these things and they're in your head and you can never get them out.
See what, dead bodies or what? What did you experience?
Bits of bodies, bits of this, bits of that, bits of, you name it, it was there, fingers, toes, nose, eyes, you name it. We're just picking things up, but you didn't know really what half the things were you were picking up.
And that's what you now see in your head?
Yeah, certainly I do. I see it every day. And also when I'm out every day, I still look behind me as if I imagine that there's somebody following me, you know, that way. You still have that. And concerning compound stress, they've been no help to me whatsoever. None whatsoever at all.
Have the UDR helped you?
There used to be a woman come out to me a lot of years ago from the UDR, but I haven't seen anybody from this woman that has retired.
I mean, the regiment that replaced the UDR, obviously. So you don't get any help. There's nothing, again, there's no umbrella government department saying thank you for what you did.
No, I've never got any thanks for that or for anything that I've done in the Ulster Defence Regiment. Nothing.
So here's a question for you. If I think now about what will happen in schools, that there will be recruitment drives for people to go into the armed forces.
Yes.
And they go down and, you know, look at the life of a cadet and look at the family that you go into. And there'll be very, you know, there'll be glossy brochures and glossy stands and very, very well put together presentations, money put into those presentations,
yes,
to appeal to this new generation, to say to them, come into the army or actually come into the police or come into the fire service or whatever it is.
That's how they get them in.
They appeal, yes, to these people and say, look, this is a great career.
Yes, it is.
When they're finished with you, do you feel they look after you? Were you looked after?
No, they don't.
Were you forgotten about?
Correct. Also, like, how many times do you hear people talking about the Ulster Defence Regiment on your programme or any other programme? People do not talk about the Ulster Defence Regiment now. People do not talk about the RUC. These are people who has been forgot about. People who are completely forgot about. At one time when the Ulster Defence Regiment started up, there was 33,000 people joined the Ulster Defence Regiment. 33,000 people. That's an awful lot of people to join it was supposed to be a small regiment. And when you think about it, what thanks did you get for it? There was people killed in both sides, yes, by all means. But what thanks do you get for it?
There will be some people listening to this saying that when you joined up, you knew it wasn't to deliver milk in the morning. You knew what you were getting yourself in for.
But don't forget, you were out and then you had to come home to your own home after you had a uniform on. You had to actually change yourself and come home into your own home and go to your work the next day.
And tell me this, do you think Northern Ireland has forgotten about you? If I think of some of the phraseology, the terminology that we use in this country, we've moved on, we're looking to the future.
Yes, they've moved on, yes, that's right. I'm glad they've moved on. I'm glad there's no bombing or shooting now.
But you can't.
We're forgot about. Most of the Defence Regiment men are forgot about, and women, and so they are, you see. They're forgot about. They're just a name. A forgotten name.
Just a name.
Yes.
And when you go to bed tonight, remind me what's in your head?
Well, what I see is what I've seen. There's things I have seen that I could not tell you over a radio. If you were sitting eating something or drinking a cup of tea, you'd maybe choke on it. It's funny, you know, there's nobody I can really talk to concerning anything. The only person I've ever been able to talk to sometimes is my wife, but for anybody else, no. The answer is no. to have a way to be. Like, I'm 68 now, but I'm not belong to about 69, but all over them years, somebody comes to visit you, they're only about 5 minutes in their way. That's it. That's a visit. Now hurry to go to somewhere to see somebody else.
Is there any way of getting these images out of your mind?
Well, I've tried and tried and tried. I've took myself on different holidays. I've took myself the old places. No, it's still there. My wife knows it's still there. She is the one that has to put up with it.
Would you advise a young man or a young woman to go into the armed forces?
Not now. No. No way whatsoever. No. They're definitely not looked after. Definitely not.
Thank you so much for contacting
us this
morning.
Thank you very much for letting me on your programme. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye. And you are being listened to.